Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I am ready.
Okay.
And I am out the door.
Very good.
That's a good song.
It's a very good song, though. Do you know what it's called? Could you recommend it to the peoples?
It's called Out the Door.
Is it?
And that's not a joke. I'm not being sarcastic.
Play a little bit. So we have a kind of dancey playlist that we, that you create, really. I'm not a dancey music person, although I really like dance music.
I am getting you more into it than you were.
I don't listen to it like... generally,
off
the cuff.
You only listen to it when we're dancing.
And I don't know what anything's called in dance music or anything, but you put together very good dancey playlists.
Oh, thanks.
They're really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should put one on Making the Cut.
We should put it on Spotify and allow people access to it. We could share it with them. We could call it the Making the Cut dance playlist or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then people could just search for it and download it.
Oh, wow. I could duplicate it or add bangers 23 and 23 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a playlist called Bangers 23, obviously for 2023, but we've got bored with it because we've listened to it a lot.
So much.
Not that it's boring, but you've now...
But we need to come back to it, you know what I mean?
You need to leave it for a bit.
Come back.
I put it on in the studio a lot for people and he'll go, God, these songs are good.
Oh, great.
And then you're doing one called Bangers 23.5 because we're halfway through the year and that's to see us through till Christmas.
Yes.
Really. You're going to love it, folks. But this particular song
is
called...
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Out the Door. It's by Hot Since 82.
Hot Since 82.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I am ready.
And I am out the door. It's a good one, that. But I go.
Oh.
Is.
Hang on.
This song, ladies and gents, is
you love
so...
this one, don't you?
When you first hear it, you think,
"What?
Has a child made this song?"
What?
And then you kind
of
go,
is the
"Oh,
point
hang on
of
a second."
This song?
Like, but you have to have it loud, headphones on, or very loud in a room somewhere with some people in it as well. Because
you ready?
Yeah, go on, Mike.
Just explain a bit more. I mean, you need to have it very loud, and you need to have either headphones on. To really get the kind of madness of it. It will not translate brilliantly.
Yeah, and maybe a
Do you
slightly
want me to
dark
play
room
the end
lights.
Of the song?
Yeah, just bang it on in the middle somewhere.
Middle.
I think,
okay. It just goes mad, doesn't it?
Wow. Hang on.
Here.
Oh, God almighty.
What I love about it is you're just thinking, where's it going? What's it doing? I like tracks that kind of slightly confuse me because you never get bored of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I really like, because I think a really good pop song is one that, that's why I love Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear something different.
Yes.
It's forever changing. Mm. It isn't just verse, chorus, bridge, bridge, verse, chorus, end. It's complex. So this was by Peggy Goo and DJ Coase.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about it is that when you listen to it, it's really complex and very odd.
But it sounds a bit...
But it takes you on a journey.
Childish to start with. Me and my kids were listening to it up the mountain the other night when we were in France and Grant was sending his lasers onto the mountains.
There was alcohol involved.
There was alcohol involved, yeah.
So I think it sounds even better when you... Although,
when you're a bit
merry. I don't drink alcohol.
No.
And I love
it. You can see it. But
I
by the end of the song,
it, you know.
They both were like, you got to put that on again. I don't understand what I've just listened to. It's fucking mad as anything. I've never heard a song like that. And I generally like kind of indie rock. You know what I like?
The
Arctic Monkeys and all that stuff. But I was blown away by...
Oh, good.
I don't know really how you make a song like that. It's
no, I mean, where does
mad.
That... You've got to be very free. Anyway.
Yeah, it's very good.
I would like to... I'm going to start off, in fact, with a bakery. Oh, yeah, let's start off with those.
So,
while we're on the food tip.
I wonder whether we've recommended these before or not, but these are a Polish...
I think we may have.
The Polish
I don't know if we have.
Version of Frazzles. So, you remember Frazzles? They're
are
made
they
by Walkers. I think they are Polish because I think they're from the Polish section in Sainsbury's.
Mm.
But they're big, like frazzly bacon crisps. They're bacon flavoured. Mm. They're made of corn, I'm assuming. I'm not sure there's any potato involved. But all the ingredients, everything, look like they're in Polish to me.
Yeah, it's Polish.
Wow. They're so good. And I just wanted to eat one before.
So good. I've had to I've had to put them away because I had so many.
Mm.
You've eaten one, careful. Michael.
But I am on a diet. I am on a diet. I'm trying not to eat anything now for the rest of the night.
I've been terrible since dinner. I've eaten like 10 toffees and like an entire bag of those.
No, I'm not fat, but I've got excess fat that I would like to get rid of.
You're not fat.
And I'm 50 and it's hard to get rid of it. I've decided I'm going like 1,200 calories a day for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, well, it's not gone well tonight with the Christmas.
It's gone well today, though. I had lamb chops today and broccoli. That's all I had for my lunch. And I haven't eaten a single thing until dinner. We've had like a tuna
nicoise.
You've
done very well. You've done very well.
I've done quite well, haven't I?
Well done for the nicoise.
You like that? It's took the S on the end for you there. She tells me off sometimes if I call it tuna nicoise.
Well, that's because there's an E on the end, which means that you pronounce it Z.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know. So I'm very happy to.
But I don't tell you off. It's just like, I'm like, would you like to pronounce it correctly?
Yes, and I'd like you to
you do it.
To think that I'm a good person and I would do the right thing.
God, you're so cute.
Anyway, tuna nicoise. We had a couple of boiled eggs in there, so I had lots of protein and very few carbs.
Yes, very few.
Other than that, few of those bacon crisps.
And the garlic croutons.
So if anyone else wants to join me on the old diet, I'm going to weigh myself tonight and have a little look.
Okay.
And
I'll
weigh myself for the next 2 weeks.
Weigh yourself in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it funny how you lose weight overnight?
You lose weight overnight.
It's just sweat, do you think?
I've got no idea.
Like your soul maybe leaves you and comes back at lunchtime.
You lose like 2 pounds sometimes.
You lose about 2 pounds. It's not like you've...
Gone anywhere.
Yeah. Where's it all gone? Where's the 2 pounds gone in the night?
Don't know.
I love that idea. You remember that film 21 Grams where when you die, you become 21 grams lighter. Did you know that?
No.
Did you not know that?
No.
It's a really good film with Benicio del Toro. And
is it about drugs?
No, it's about a heart transplant for a husband. I mean, I've seen 21 grams. I
feel
like we've talked about this before. But anyway, it goes on to explain that the reason the film's called 21 grams is a husband dies at the beginning of the film. And when you die, you become 21 grams lighter. And there's no explanation for that.
I did not know that. That's really
it's good,
weird.
Isn't it? The soul weighs 21 grams. I don't know if that's true or not. I just made that up.
Yeah, but it would make complete sense.
Would make sense, wouldn't it? Like when they opened the window of your dad's bedroom and they let him out.
That was the nicest thing.
It's 21 grams going out the window.
Have I told everybody that?
I think you did tell people that. And it was a very beautiful thing that the ladies did at the home. Anyway, ladies and gents.
So I'm quickly going to tell you about this bakery because I really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's called, it was a recommendation again from Tim Spector. And he told me about, because I said I like sourdough and I like seeded sourdough.
Yes.
And he said that there is an amazing bakery called the Burtonette Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do, instead of being like a bakery on the corner of a road that makes artisan loaves, they make them en masse.
Mm-hmm.
So their mission was to bring artisan bread to the masses.
Okay.
But at a very affordable price.
Okay.
So I would say it is the same price range as any other loaf of bread that you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a cut above the rest. It's all, I think it's all sourdough. And it's made properly. It's award winning. It's won 3 taste awards. They've got sliced sourdough. They've got sourdough loaves. Oh my God, it looks so good. They've got seeded, they've got every type of sourdough you could possibly imagine. Bloomers, they've got everything.
Nice.
And they sell at Amazon Fresh.
Do they?
They sell at Waitrose and they sell on Ocado and numerous other places. But go to their website, burtonettebakery.com, spelt as you would think.
I do like Amazon Fresh.
This
the
bread
there,
is really nice. And good for us.
I had a little bit of this when we were with Tim Spector.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It was very nice, Very good recommendation there. For my first recommendation is Instagram account. I wanted to talk about this for a while. But I follow Morgana Robinson on Instagram. She's a good friend of ours and she's a client of mine and all that. And she posts some quite funny things. I guess she's a character actress, but specialises in comedy.
She's
but is drifting into drama.
She's brilliant. Absolutely
brilliant. So go and follow her, Morgana Robinson. And she posted this thing called Dinner with John. And I'm always intrigued by anything she posts, so I clicked on it.
Yeah, she's got good taste.
Yeah, she's got good taste. And I couldn't work out whether she'd posted it because it was going to be funny or serious or charitable or something like that. Anyway, it was a very sweet, gentle post about a man cooking. And you go for dinner with John. And he basically, the start of the thing is, hi, thanks for coming over for dinner. Let's cook something. And then he kind of cooks something, and then he has a little pretend conversation with you, and he says, so what's been going on with your day today? And he goes, well, that's lovely.
Because I likened him to your other favourite person.
Who's that?
Bob Ross.
Yeah, he had the AMSR thing, right? Yes. He's got a nice, nice voice.
But the way he just wants to talk to you. So, how's it going? You know, while he's painting.
Yeah, yes, of course. Let's put a little tree in.
What do you think about that? Yeah. Would you like to? And that's exactly what John does.
And it's an interesting swing that seems to be going on Instagram since Francis Bourgeois came along, I think, which is that their memes are quite sophisticated, I think, a lot of them, and they're quite also quite aggressive and quite challenging. You've got to work out what the picture is and then what the things are.
And funny.
Yeah, it's funny. But it's also a bit aggressive, aren't they, some of them? And a bit attacky.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that, because I realise it's a joke and the intent is to make you laugh, and it often does.
And sometimes they are super clever, right? You're going
to
go...
Some of them are great, aren't they? So I do love a good meme.
Yeah.
But also, there's this flip side to Instagram that seems to be happening where people are launching accounts that just seem to be generally nice. And there's a sense of relief about that when you come across an Instagram account that's just being kind and nice and decent. And you think, oh, well, maybe this person's a bit lonely and that's why he's doing it, try and connect with people. And you think, great, good for you. Like, you're having a go at making a connection in the world. Or maybe he's thinking about other lonely people and think, well, maybe there's lonely people out there and maybe I could just be a little highlight of their day, you know, and I would do this little post. Whatever the reason is, dinner with John has come along.
It's absolutely delightful. Lovely. He is so lovely.
Very weirdly, it's just come up. My first post has just come up.
So it says,
my favourite meal from the cookbook. So he has a cookbook. It's called Chicken Tikka Naan Pizza. Fuck, that sounds good, doesn't it? So I'm gonna play it now. So let me just do that.
Hi, I'm John. What's coming over for dinner? Gonna do my favourite meal from the cookbook, Chicken Tikka Naan Pizza. So let's get started. First time, let's chop the pepper.
His chopping technique.
And with chickens in the oven. What's been the highlight of your day? Oh. That sounds great. For me, I got Taylor Swift tickets. In Edinburgh, so I'm very pleased. I've got some garlic paste, some curry powder. I mix that all into the passata. Bring it together two of my favourite foods, curry and pizza. It's amazing. Now to pop on the passata.
Yeah, get the passata.
Now spread it all out. Now for the chicken. And some peppers. Now to sprinkle on some mozzarella. And into the oven. Oh, looks and smells amazing.
Oh, my God.
Right, let's go sit down.
So much.
Thanks for coming over. It's great to see you again. Now let's get slicing. And now for the taste test. A solid 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10. He never does that.
Thanks, John.
I say something about John?
Yeah, of course.
Because John did a really, really nice post the other day, and he said, I don't normally kind of post about myself and personal stuff, but I just wanted to let you know about a month ago I stopped drinking. I think I've been drinking too much, and I've just picked up my month sober AA chip, and he showed everybody. And I found that so
me too.
Touching and brilliant. Firstly, that... You know, it is important to celebrate these milestones when you make them, because there is nothing, it's nothing short of miraculous to get a month sober when you've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, if you're on it,
And it's such a massive achievement. And I'm so pleased he shared it with us. Like, it was so nice to be able to celebrate.
He has got 35,000 followers on Instagram. He has got 350,000 on TikTok. Looks like he's from Gloucester. It looks like he's got a website called dinnerwithjohn.com. And he seems like he is a professional cook. If he's got a cookbook, he obviously makes a living from cooking. But he seems like a... Really lovely human being. And some of the recipes are very simple and straightforward, but really look really delicious. And I love the way he marks them each night. And he goes, a solid 8 out of 10 there. Or he'll go, solid 10 out of 10. But obviously today was a 12 out of 10. John, I really want to eat some of that pizza.
That's recovery for you. You start liking yourself a whole lot more.
Oh, really?
That's less hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Can I quickly also just say that there is something incredibly warming You know, if I am on my own and I've been on my own all day and I watch one of his recordings and he goes, What's been the highlight of your day? And I'll say, I will speak to
him.
Yeah,
me too.
Go, and then he'll go, oh, that's great. I'm really pleased. I got to do it. And then I go, oh, like I am having a conversation with him. And it is quite comforting.
It really is. I've got to put my mum on to him because I think she'll love him. Oh, I love it today when he said, well, the highlight of my day is I got Taylor Swift tickets.
Yay!
So thanks, John, for gifting us with your talents and your broadcasting skill. You're an absolute delight to watch. Everybody should really go and follow Dinner with John, and let's get him up to at least 50,000 if we can, and keep him thundering on through. So that is my recommendation on Instagram, Dinner with John.
Christian Stevenson is a guy that I met working at MTV, and we went out to, was it Utah? I think it was Utah, to go snowboarding with Jim Iroquois.
Bloody hell.
To film
That's a video. Trippy.
And he was teaching me how to snowboard. He was a snowboard instructor.
The DJ BBQ was.
Yeah, and he had really long hair, waist long hair.
Wow, okay.
Christian. Mm-hmm. And he was the nicest guy. You know, like, he reminds me of Grant, your brother.
My brother.
Like,
yeah.
So easygoing, always smiling, nothing a problem, no, like, no, you idiot, stop falling over. Like, just so, I really struggled with snowboarding, and he was so patient and kind.
Yeah.
And really funny. Anyway, Christian, I don't see Christian for 10, 15 years later. And then all of a sudden, I see this guy on Instagram called DJ BBQ. I'm thinking, who is this guy?
He follows me as well.
And he is, like, he's turned into an epic barbecue man.
Yeah, it's bloody good, isn't
he? He's really good. Yeah. So DJ BBQ is an Instagram account. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. Christian Stevenson, he's so lovely. But he sent me a book ages ago, and it's been in this room. And we haven't been
ages,
in this room
for a while.
For so long. And I feel terribly remiss that I haven't talked about it, but it's DJ BBQ's Backyard Baking. And he sent it to me, and it's just got whiskey, tea, camp creme, caramel, steampunks, like all the language in it, smoked potato buns, the bread of Beelzebub. It's really funny. It's kind of surfy, sort of snowboardy type terminology. Terminology, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
I was about to say Terminator. And they've got pictures of their kids in here, duck fat for catcher, shut the front fucking door.
Fuck, that's going to be nice, isn't it?
In it, they've got all kinds of tracks that you should listen to that they love, because I've got a feeling he was also a DJ. So all of these tracks here, it's like the baking mix, records that you can listen to while you're baking.
Cooking. Yeah.
Anyway, if you know anybody that likes baking, or you like baking yourself, it's an amazing gift, I think.
And it's mainly barbecuing, presumably, is it? Or is it a bit of everything?
It's barbecuing and baking, but it's lots of kind of bread, like pies, puddings, stuff like that, scotch egg.
Scotch egg, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got a bit of everything. Charcoal ice cream, it's got chicken, steaks.
I would definitely say, if we didn't own that book, you could have bought me that as a gift. And
totally.
I would have been delighted.
You'd have bloody loved it.
Yeah.
And I mean, they look like a right laugh.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, they're little reprobates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love a reprobate.
We do, don't we? They're fun.
So anyway, Chris, thank you for sending me this. And I absolutely love it. And we're going to crack some barbecuing out now, you and me. You're the barbecue king.
I do. I love cooking outdoors. It's great. Now, you mentioned a word when you were talking about that book.
I did.
You said the word Terminator.
I did.
And I've just watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix.
That was such a smooth...
Do you like that?
Oh, my God.
As soon as you said Terminator, I thought, I know what I'm going to talk about next.
Oh, that was sexy.
Or like The One Show. drifting from barbecuing to Arnold Schwarzenegger in one fell swoop. So, yes, I've been recommended this from a few people, some good friends of mine. Simon Izzard had sent me a little message about it along with other people. And I thought, yeah, I'll get round to it. I don't know how interested I am in Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not massively interested in bodybuilding.
Have you watched?
I never thought he was a great actor or anything. No, I haven't seen Pumping Iron.
Pumping Iron is amazing.
I remember you mentioned that. And then, of course, I didn't know a lot about his political career. I knew he became the governor of California, but I didn't realise the scale of that job or anything like that. And I don't know if you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of speech from his office to the people of Russia.
Oh, yes.
About the,
yes.
The war there.
I remember
there.
That.
And I thought, bloody hell, it was quite an impressive and quite a brave thing to do, you know. And well done for putting himself out there and all that. Anyway, I thought, I've nothing to do. I'll watch it. Three episodes. They're an hour long each. First one's called The Body, I think. Or it might be called Muscle or something like
and
that.
And that's about all his bodybuilding career.
Second one's called The Actor.
Wow.
And the final episode's called The American.
I mean, he has had three lives, hasn't he? Like, fuck. Totally different.
And hugely successful
and
lives.
Every single one was hugely successful.
So the first episode, you get a lot about his background and where he was, grew up as a kid and what his parents were like. Sounds like quite a tough,
tough
upbringing
tough.
And all the rest of it. Mm. And of course, Austria was a very strange place back then as well, after the war. And then, of course, his desire to get really fit. And he used to work out in the woods and all that kind of stuff. What's amazing is just how much muscle he manages to generate living in a forest, essentially, not near a gym particularly, and just having some basic weights to play around with. Obviously not having access to protein powders and all
probably
sorts of
stuff. Tree trunks and things like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
You
that's
know.
When you think there's all these people going to these sophisticated gym classes and that, and you think, oh, you can get a body like that just by lifting heavy bits of wood around, you know. But it's quite funny, but his parents are a little bit like, why are you hanging around with all these topless men? Like, the fuck is going on with you, boy, you know? Anyway, he just obviously loves bodybuilding in the same way that I love probably breakdancing and so on and so forth. So it's quite interesting. Anyway, he obviously goes on and becomes, this is not a spoiler because you all know it, becomes Mr. Olympia and Mr. Bodybuilding, Mr. Universe, and he wins all those titles hands down, you know. But the really interesting bit when he decides to become an actor, you know, because he thinks, well, I've done all this now. I've won all these awards. He's obviously quite business savvy. He buys lots of real estate and starts to make quite a bit of money and all that kind of jazz. And you get to know a little bit about that. But there's this great bit where he finally meets James Cameron at a party somewhere or at a gathering or something, you know, and he speaks to him and he says, I really want to become an actor. And James Cameron says, well, what would be your acting method? And he said, oh, well, he said, there isn't one. I don't actually want to be an actor. I want to be a movie star. And James Cameron's like, oh, okay. It's a slightly different thing, you know. but it is a different thing, isn't it? You forget there's like all this subtle nuance around acting. Mm. But what's interesting is someone says to him, you're just too big. He said, you want to know who the three biggest actors are at the moment? Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. The tiny, little, skinny, angry men. Like, look at the size of you. Like, who's going to employ you? Who's going to put you in a movie, you know? And it's just like, oh, God, yeah. So all the odds are stacked against him for a billion different reasons, you know.
And his first movie was Conan, wasn't it? The Barbarian.
Yes, I think he did some other bit parts and some other movies that didn't do very well.
He was the lead in Conan, but it didn't do that well, but he was quite impressive in
it. Yeah, people were
like,
pretty impressed with him. Mm. And then he did a lot of other things that just didn't work either. And then James Cameron eventually says, I want you to for a part of the Terminator, but it isn't the Terminator. And that's what's quite interesting about it. I won't put any more spoilers in there. But needless to say, it's a really, really good in-depth and very honest look at his life. And there might be a few of you out there listening going, oh yeah, does it talk about the affair he had? And it does. And it is heartbreaking, actually.
It is heartbreaking, isn't it?
And quite
fascinating. I
mean, I followed that. Did you?
In the press.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and his wife were tight, I think.
Yeah,
I think
they were very
tight.
Yeah. And,
mistake.
You know, he talks, I mean, I think because he's got a type of grasp on the English language, he uses it in a very blunt way. So you get a real open book version of what happened. It's not being disguised at all with little phrases
Let's
and stuff.
It.
But it's a really good watch. And then the American bit, which is basically he decides that America gave him his life and he wants to give America back. So he runs for the governor of California and a whole bunch of things have to happen in order for him to win that. And loads of things drop into place. But it's a really good bit of jeopardy because you don't know if he's going to run or not going to run and how he's going to go about it. His wife doesn't want him to. You know, it's all very...
His wife doesn't,
because she's a Kennedy, right?
Yes, I know, so, but I mean, that's really interesting. I thought like, because she's a Kennedy, that would be firing...
Yeah. Yeah, she just thinks that politics has ruined her entire family.
Yeah,
you know, she wants to get as far
is,
away
yeah.
as possible from it. Anyway, it's just a fascinating look at one man's life and what's possible if, I don't know, you know, if you've got the balls to walk head on into it, what kind of life you could have. Mm. I think the other thing that's quite interesting, he's 75 in it and he's pretty kind of sad about that his life's coming
gone.
To an end,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
he's really, you get the feeling he's really enjoyed it, you know, and I guess I'm I can relate to that a little bit because I've just turned 50 and I can feel.
Did you see that? Did you see the picture I sent you of Kevin? God, what is wrong with my memory today? Kevin Bacon.
I didn't see it, but I did see you sent me.
I sent you a picture of Kevin Bacon and his wife on Instagram, and it says walking into 65, like,
wow.
And he looks, and his wife look so fucking great.
Yeah, they do.
And
they?
I was like, these two are yours and my poster couple.
Okay.
Everything is going to be all right
because
they exist.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Because I was like, oh, the next 10 years are going to be fucking epic if I look like that at 65.
Did you ever see, I think it was called I Like Dick?
What is that?
I'm just going to Google this.
Don't Google that.
So I Like Dick. Let me just find it. I Like
Dick. Oh, my God.
Dick.
God, no, it's not that. Don't cold. Keep looking.
Okay, I'm going to put in
I
here,
like
Kevin.
Cock.
It might be cock.
No, that's a joke.
One way they 40 days. Stay with me, people, because I watch this. I Love Dick. It's called.
Okay.
Is that worse than I Like Dick?
No, it's better, I think.
Okay, so it's 2016 to 2017.
Oh. I love her.
Yeah, so I won't unmute
What's
it, but it's
name?
Kevin Bacon, Catherine Hahn, who
Catherine
is in
Hahn,
Parks and Recreation and a whole bunch of other things. So it's adapted from a lauded feminist novel, I Love Dick, is set in a colourful academic community in Marfa, Texas. It's the story of a struggling married couple, Chris and Silver, and their obsession with a charismatic professor called Dick, and that's played by Kevin Bacon.
I've seen this.
You've seen the series?
I've seen, yes.
Have you?
Yes. I watched it. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, I was on
it's
a press...
It's quite slow moving.
It is quite slow moving.
But it's really good.
Kevin Bacon
He's so hot in it.
He's so hot.
He's so hot.
And he must be 60. What was
he's
it?
He's got to be 5 years ago.
Yeah, maybe 59, 60 in it. But I remember thinking, bloody
wow.
hell. But I was on a press trip somewhere and this girl came up to me and said, have you seen I Love Dick? And I was like, no. And she went... You look like Kevin Bacon.
You do look like a bit like Kevin Bacon.
So I had to watch it, obviously, and I was like, all right, he's 60, but it's fair
But
enough.
She obviously fancied you, if she's saying that.
Yeah, it was probably.
He was
you know,
hot
it's fairly,
as anything
fairly
in that.
Standard. Now, it's got a 6.3 on here, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I
well,
watched
I enjoyed
all episodes,
it. I absolutely enjoyed it. I love Catherine Hahn. Yeah, no, oh my God, he looks so good.
I think he's, he must have had a facelift or something.
I have also just got to say to you that poor man, he had such a tough time in the collapse of...
The Bernie Madoff.
The Bernie Madoff whole pyramid scandal.
Mm.
That he lost everything in that and he had to start again. Can you imagine? And he seems like such a happy, sorted man.
I mean, we've drifted slightly off piece here, but I'm going to mention one more thing about Kevin Bacon.
Yes, go on.
Do you know there's this YouTube account with, I think it's Daryl Hall, and they play music in Daryl Hall's barn. They put a band together.
What's it called?
It's called Hall and Oates. The Barn of Hall and Oates or something like that.
Okay,
yeah, have
me,
a quick look.
Have
so,
a quick
we'll have a look. So basically, there's Daryl Hall, who sang lots of very fancy songs with John Oates. Was it John Oates? John Oates sounds like a porn star's name or something. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well,
Daryl Hall and John Oates, it must be.
Oates.
Live from Daryl's House,
Daryl's House, that's it.
Somebody had put me onto, there's a brilliant Paul Weller song that I love called Above the Clouds, and it's off his first album called Paul Weller. And it's a really good song, and I always assume nobody's ever heard of it. If you're interested, go and have a little listen to that song. But there is Live from Daryl's House with the Bacon Brothers.
No!
A cover of Paul Weller's Above the Clouds.
What?
And it is so good.
Really?
So what's that one there? You never hear Americans covering Paul Weller songs.
No.
And the two Bacon brothers are here.
Oh, Is that one of them?
I don't. I think it's these two on guitars here. I think these two are the Bacon brothers. That's Richard Bacon.
Kevin
Bacon. Anyway, if anybody's interested in having a listen to that, it's so rare you hear a Paul Weller cover because so few people
but
know
also,
about
them. But also, can I
so
just
good.
Highly, highly recommend that you listen to loads of them because
yeah.
they are extraordinary. And one of my favourites that I ever saw was with Chromeo.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Who does all the vocoder stuff. And, oh my God, that was amazing.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to recommend
yep.
another Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, I'm not sure how into this you're going to be, but it's for all the ladies out there that are in their 40s. Well, Jesus, I mean 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
This woman is a style icon.
Okay.
And she accidentally became a TikTok sensation by posting her outfits. She's 51 now. Mm-hmm. She's called Larissa Mills. Mm-hmm. No one kind of knew who she was. She's got 227,000 followers on Instagram. And she just posts little videos of her getting ready in all these different outfits. And she makes it all look so easy and effortless, but she's actually just really, really good at I think she's just really stylish, but she made it into the papers.
Oh, wow.
She's now advertising for Anthropologie. She's advertising for all different kind of fashion brands because I love that because she's 51 mm-hmm. and she's just done it by being stylish.
Yeah. Great.
And it's something that if you're not naturally stylish, you're always saying to me, oh, you're you can't put me into a kind of genre.
Yes. Yeah, you're genreless.
I'm genreless. Uh-huh. But it does mean that some days I go quite wacky and weird. This mm-hmm. woman, she just hits the beat every single
wow.
outfit. She is so classy. She's from Beverly, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and she's got, deal with Gap as well. But look at her. Just and the way she stands and everything, she's just really cool.
Yeah,
she wears nice glasses. She just looks great. That's her daughter. She doesn't try and look too young.
Unlike me. I know what you mean.
She looks great. She's just
got
really
it.
Stylish. So if you want to follow kind of mm-hmm. somebody who's quite helpful, you might think because you follow pop stars in terms of copying
for clothes
style.
And stuff like that.
I don't follow any female pop stars because generally they just dress too wacky.
Yeah, okay.
So I would follow women.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one, Lou in Luland.
Mm-hmm.
I follow her for wackiness because she's so inspiring.
Yeah.
She's like, she inspires me to wear whatever I want, mm-hmm. whenever I want. But Larissa Mills is a class act and I love what she wears and I love the fact that at 51 she's got this enormous following.
Yeah,
online.
Yeah. It is
you know,
good.
She's smashing it.
I've got an Instagram account.
Oh, go on.
I don't know where I stumbled across her, but I just thought I did. It was in my For You section. She's called Tanya Baker.
Yeah.
She sounds like a celebrity or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tanya Baker was on TV last night.
Yes.
She is an estate agent. I know.
I just love it. It's just because you just said it's Tanya Baker. She's on Instagram. But what's so great about Instagram is she could literally be anyone.
Yeah.
We've had John the Cook. We've had Larissa the fashion icon.
Mm. So she says, not your usual estate agent. Her page is very reminiscent of MTV Cribs. So she takes people round the houses that she's selling and puts them on Instagram as reels. And they're really bloody good, basically.
Is it English or American?
Yeah, no, it's totally English.
And oh, my God. So she gets permission from people and that's how she sells houses?
Yeah, so I assume...
Shut the front door.
Whoever she works for, she sells houses, but she might as well put them on Instagram to drum up some business
for
them.
How many followers?
Only 14,000, so she's a newbie. So that's why I thought, oh, great, I found someone.
Are they massive houses?
No, not really.
Are they Architectural Digest?
No, let's have a look. So look at this one.
Today I'm in Nunhead and this is a place with a stunning kitchen diner at the rear of the home. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
If you like to entertain, this is a perfect house for you. I love the exposed beams and I love the flow out to the garden.
Wow.
The fact that there's a pizza oven in this garden tells me that this is the perfect place to cook up a homemade margarita.
Really nice, isn't it?
And wow. Some cocktails and pizza.
It's probably a 3 or 4 bedroom terraced house. It's bloody gorgeous.
Hot. Then there's a lovely sort of light well courtyard there, downstairs WC, and then the through lounge here. So you've got space here to sort of chill out and listen to music and read
this
books.
This is very clever.
Really nice,
lovely colour.
Yeah.
Put the fire on and watch TV. Upstairs, they've got 3 bedrooms. The front is the main bedroom, and that's a Super King size bed for reference.
So
that's really clever.
Separate sound booth.
It's what?
6 music studio.
2 bathrooms, 2 receptions, a garden that is over 110 feet long, and a partridge in a pear tree. There's not really a partridge. I mean, there might be... I don't think I'm allowed to say that anymore. I feel like that might come under the misdescriptions act. Anyway, there may or may
super.
Not be.
Super, look at this place though. It's bloody gorgeous, isn't it?
Time.
But if I say I see a parakeet in this garden and you move in and you don't see a parakeet, I just need you to know that that is at no fault.
Look at that.
So anyway, it's a sound recording.
It's gorgeous. At the end, they've got planters with veg and fruits. They grow raspberries, strawberries, kale. The garden's west facing. They get lots of natural light and there's lots of different zones. You've got a lovely chill out zone.
It's great, isn't it? So these posts are just really nice, you know, where you're just taking around houses. And I've just found myself thinking, oh, I really enjoy that. Like, there's nothing challenging
about it. You
know
what's interesting?
I don't want to buy a house, but
I
love
it. It's like that Architectural Digest. Mm. You know, you just love seeing people's houses.
And she's obviously got an interest in a particular style of house. A bit of mid-century in there, a bit of 80s in there as well. Mm. You know, there's lots of terraced houses and Victorian-looking houses.
And does she put, like, and it costs blah, blah, blah in the blurb?
Let me have a little look.
Message me for details. Or is it just, this is a nice house?
So, a closer look at a home. It says where it is, Holyhead Road, located.
Yes, price guide.
Price guide, freehold guide. 3 bedrooms. Yeah,
oh, that's so
clever. Phone number and all the other bits and pieces.
That is a very clever marketing tool.
It's a great idea, and she's really good at it, I think.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is I think she presents it really well.
It's a whole new fad.
I hope so. It probably already exists, actually. Mm. You know, she's probably not the only one. But well done, Tanya Baker. I really enjoy your Instagram account, so go and give her a follow as well if you're interested in houses and interiors, because she picks some really nice ones.
So I accidentally came across a guy the other night. I can't remember how I came across him, but I am so glad I have. His name is Daniel Blevin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he started it. I'm sorry if somebody else started it and he's just promoting it, but I found Daniel Blevin first.
Okay.
And he's promoting and supporting Stand-In Pride.
Okay.
Now, Pride I know about, mm-hmm. but I was like, what's Stand-In Pride?
Okay.
And he showed a video of, I mean, they're heartbreaking, some of the videos that he shows. There was one in particular, in fact, that the Washington Post wrote about, where he saw a video online of a girl really sobbing because she was getting married to her girlfriend and they'd been together for quite a long time. She was super in love with her.
Mm.
The whole of her girlfriend's family were coming, literally 100 of them, mum, dad, you know, sisters, all the family coming to support her. And her wife had no one coming, no one to support her.
Really, because
all her family had turned their back on her
because
she's gay. And they just didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And Stand In Pride is a movement, and it is all across America. They also have Stand In Pride Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to volunteer, you don't have to be gay to be a stand-in parent.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
I showed it the other night to a friend of mine who's about to retire,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh, my God, this looks amazing. Maybe I'll go do that. Because what you do is not only do you get to know the the person that mm-hmm. you're going to be a stand-in parent for the wedding.
Yeah.
You have lots of conversations with them beforehand. You help them get all excited for the wedding. Mm-hmm. It's not about financial help. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you want to do that, you can, but it's not about that. It's about support. It's about emotional support, emotional well-being. It's about filling that space and making that person feel like they're loved and they're supported on their big day. But not only that, after their day, you can still be a stand-in parent, because the chances are, if they're not going to come to your wedding, they're not going to come to the rest of your life, right? Yeah. They're not going to want to be properly involved. Some of the videos on this guy's post. So his, let me just find his Instagram account. Okay, so on Instagram, he's called the_zombie_Dan. He's got 80,000 followers. And if you press on the link in his bio, it shows you all the places that Stand In Pride. So it's got Stand In Pride the Midwest, Northeast, Southwest, West, Southeast, Stand In Pride merch, Stand In Pride Europe, Canada, Australia, Germany, Stand In Family for non-LGBTQ plus people.
Oh, really? So
yeah, so if you've got
regular folks getting married.
If your parents have disowned you.
Yeah.
Or you've disowned your parents. There are lots of articles in lots of different papers, but please go and check out this guy's page. He is a gay dad of two, and he is the nicest man. He's very understanding and really loving. I'm going to play you something very quickly.
Yeah, please.
Like, is there a program where you can, like, pay for it?
Hi, Alex. I've been summoned. My name is Daniel, and I'm a stand-in dad. And I have a group called Stand In Pride, where we connect members of the LGBTQ plus community with other members and allies for emotional support or to physically stand in at life events like weddings or graduations. Stand In Pride was created to help people just like you find chosen family. We have members all over the world. More moms, dads, uncles, aunts, siblings, cousins, grandparents than you could even imagine. And they've all come together for one reason. They have extra love to give. They want to be there for you, even if it's just a text message or a FaceTime call. Holiday dinners, no matter the occasion. Through the good and the bad. And it's all free of charge. And it's not temporary. It's a lifetime relationship. Check out the links in my bio to learn more.
I would definitely be a stand-in when I retire.
Oh my God, that is so... Why don't we be stand-in parents?
Stand-in parents, people.
But I don't think you could do more than one. Because if you're going to be a stand-in parent, you've really got to fucking... You've got to, turn up. You've got to turn up for their kids. For their kids' kids.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime thing. It's not just a wedding. It's like fostering a new child.
I'm a really good wedding guest.
But can I... Yeah, you fucking are.
I love
wrong there. You're so good.
I love going to weddings where I don't really know anybody.
Yeah.
And just getting to know everybody.
Mm.
Everybody's happy.
You're really good at that.
Oh, it's great. Okay, well...
But you're also an amazing dad.
Yeah, well, that's good fun.
To a lot of people, and not even your kids. Like, to everybody.
Oh, well, thank you.
So... that would be quite funny if we went and did that. I'd love to do that. We need to talk about a movie together.
We need to talk about a movie together?
Yeah.
Oh, have we seen it?
Mark Heyman,
uh-huh.
the photographer.
Oh, yeah, he sent me this, so we need to watch
directed a movie.
Yeah.
And I think we should all watch it together this week.
Great.
It's called Soundproof. It's available now on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and... There was another one, I can't remember what it was. And it is by Mark Heyman and Margaret Rogerson. Now, and it has won awards.
Mark is a photographer.
He's like one of the greatest photographers.
And he's done some of the best pictures of you I've ever seen. That one for the Fabulous magazine shoot we did.
Unbelievable. In the black dresses.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
I've never looked that good.
Yeah, well, since then, I've slightly changed the way I did your hair, because I did your hair slightly different that day, and then he captured it properly, brilliantly. I was like, fuck. So every time we do your hair for a shoot now, I style it differently as a result of his work.
Wow.
He is bloody brilliant.
So anyway, okay. There's the stars are Georgina Rich, Ellie Bindman, Gabe Robinson. Apparently they are all fantastic. It's got a 6.8 on IMDb.
Right.
And it's 1 hour 38.
Oh my God, this is the dream.
It's the dream. But it's really caused quite a stir, and it's an independent movie, and it deserves our support. So please,
soundproof.
We're going to watch it. Yeah, let's talk about it next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would really like everybody listening to watch it. And please let us know on Instagram what you thought, and join IMDb. And if you like it, please rate it. If you didn't, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I've got loads of other things to talk about, but we've done 45 minutes or so. We'll probably do a few shout-outs.
Yes, let's do some shout-outs.
One thing that I probably will just mention at the end, it's on the train on the way home tonight. I was listening to Trigonometry, those two guys who do the Trigger Pod.
Yeah.
Which is a podcast where they discuss various things around free speech, but they've interviewed Richard Dawkins this week.
Oh, yes.
And I love listening to Richard Dawkins. The thing I always like about Dawkins is just how uneasy the people interviewing him get.
Well, I'm not surprised. Yeah, it's quite a prickly interview,
but
isn't
it? Those are very seasoned interviewers, those two. They've interviewed a lot of people.
Quite frightening people.
Yeah, they're quite frightening people. They're very challenging, and they ask all the questions and everything. But very quickly, you can see they're just slightly out of their depth, because here is a guy who knows like 50,000 times more
forensic
than you about these subjects. And you want to ask deep and meaningful questions, but you think, God, all of a sudden this... You can see them thinking, oh, all of a sudden this question doesn't sound how it did in my head, you know. Richard Dawkins is kind of looking at them and say, so what's the question? You know, it's like, whew. Anyway, I really enjoy Richard Dawkins. I've only listened to half of it, but if you're interested in him, and I know lots and lots of people are, then that's a brand new interview. It only came out about 3 or 4 days ago. It's on Instagram and it's on Triggered Pod, I think, the podcast. But I'm halfway through it and it's really interesting. The subject comes up about whether you would, people could start to genetically choose the way their kids are good at something or not good at something, or have haemophilia or not have haemophilia.
Is that an actual thing?
Well, not really, but because you can now look at the genetic code, so essentially...
You can tinker with the genetic code before it gets planted in the womb or something.
Well, essentially, he was saying that if you take IVF, for instance, what you generally do is take 8 to 10 eggs, let's say, and then you mix it with the sperm, and then you wait till that egg is divided, or that cell is divided 8 times. Then you take one of those cells, you could take one of those cells, and then you could look at its genetic code. It wouldn't have any effect on the other 7 cells, but they would grow into essentially a baby once they're put back into the mother and everything works out as it should. He said, you know, surely you'd... If you had the opportunity to see if the genetic code had any defaults in it, would you or wouldn't you? And it's like, he says, well, I think you would. Like, why wouldn't you? You've got to choose one of these to become a baby anyway, or all of them might become babies or whatever. But generally, you only want one baby, let's say. Why wouldn't you then choose the one that doesn't have haemophilia or a propensity for cancer or something like that? So he said, you know, it seems pretty obvious to me that that's what you would do. But then the subject comes up is then, what about if you start talking about, well, I want it to have blue eyes and blonde hair, and I want it to be, and he said, well,
you can already choose the sex of your baby if you go to America.
Yeah.
They know whether they're putting a male or a female.
Oh, they do,
yes,
they?
Yes, and they can, you can choose which one you put in, which, you know, that there's another thing that I guess if you're, it's like, when is something alive, like
that was the other question, is when is a life a life, you know, and 8 cells, is that a life, you know? So it's very interesting hearing one of the great, I guess, evolutionary biologists talk about this subject, rather than people who just feel one way about the subject or another way about the subject.
It's very thought-provoking.
It really is.
Because it would make me... I think you and I can go off and have a big, long conversation about that tonight, because I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's super interesting.
I mean, it's much easier and better when you don't know. You get you get your child and you... But I guess, you know, because then you're asking people to make enormous lifelong decisions about somebody that... You know, I might have a gene for something, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he also says, you know, the result of having a particular gene means that there's other things that you have as a result of that. So if you remove one thing, you're often removing another thing as well. He isn't in favour of this or one way or the other. He's just discussing it, by the way. So don't think that I'm saying... Yeah, he's just a scientist saying, well, you know, it's not for him to choose. It's, they're philosophical questions and they perhaps should be answered by other people. But he just knows so much about the subjects. You know, they're just so good. Anyway, it's Richard Dawkins on trigonometry. So that's my last one. Maybe we could just do a few shout outs and then we can call it a night. We're going to go watch a film, I think, aren't we?
We could watch Soundproof.
Oh, we could, yeah. General Sharon McCann says, I don't know which episode or season it was, but you both recommended Vivaldi potatoes from Waitrose. I decided to buy some Vivaldi seed potatoes and grew them at my allotment.
Oh, my God, I love this.
Just wanted you to both know that this is my first batch.
Oh,
they were
Sharon.
Delicious, boiled with butter and on their own in the air fryer.
Oh,
go
my
Vivaldi
God.
Potatoes. Thank you for the pod. I couldn't live without it. Sharon McCann.
Not only has she got Vivaldi, she's got a blooming air fryer.
Yeah. You are not the first person to have bought Vivaldi seed potatoes and grown their own after that podcast.
We've got to do this, Michael.
So we talked about this probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, we need to do this.
So thanks, Sharon. You've resurrected an old favourite of
Sharon,
ours.
Sharon, she must be feeling great about life now, right?
Great.
Caroline McNamara is active now. Mm. That's quite exciting.
Oh, yeah, great.
So she just watched Wham! My mates bunked off school to be in the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go video. Great memories.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, everybody's recommending that. Sarah, my best friend, called me today to say, have you watched it? I was like, we've just talked about it.
Hi, Davina. Hi, Michael. This is from Louisa2669. Still here and still loving the podcast. I've found so many things that have been recommended. I just adore the finds. I'm probably a bit late to the party. With this one, but Last Woman on Earth with Sarah Pascoe. Yeah, she's great, isn't she? Available on the BBC iPlayer. This is a much watch. She travels to different countries to learn how the world's endangered jobs, how to do the world's endangered jobs. These would be jobs that are disappearing. Obviously puts an entertaining spin on it. Just love her humour. She's great. And that is called Last Woman on Earth on the BBC iPlayer.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You, Louisa.
Okay, this is from Sharon Twyman. Loved the spuddos I ordered on your recommendation.
Great.
Doner kebab flavour I ordered.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say my box of crisps arrived and the bag of crisps was torn and all the crisps were all emptied into the box. I contacted the company. They immediately replied and sent me another box the next day. What fantastic customer service. Thanks for the recommendation and I love your podcast. You both have such a lovely relationship and I know it's okay. And I'm late to the party, but have you watched Wentworth? Yes. If not, oh my God, it's amazing. Keep posting, keep podcasting all your amazing tips. Much love to you both. Yeah, oh, I know it's old and she's late to the party. I mean, Wentworth is quite old. It is the guy from Prisoner. The
Prisoner Cell Block 8?
No. There were two guys. What was it called? Prisoner. I can't remember what. But anyway, Wentworth was the next thing that he did. And it is really good. I watched it years ago. And thanks so much for telling us about the customer care with Spuddos, because we really like to hear that the companies that we recommend are good to you guys. So that's really good. Thanks, Sharon.
This is from Mind Body Therapies, mindbody_therapies. I'm not quite sure what your name is there, but you've got a very happy profile picture. Hi, I'd like to make a recommendation, if that's okay. I live in Scotland, so would like to recommend the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's an absolute riot with such an amazing choice of free, cheap shows and incredible amount of variety.
Oh, this
Can't
is
wait
great.
To go this year. As a cheeky add-on, I would like to recommend for one night only show by Living Proof, a brilliant organisation that provides stories of hope and recovery for support of chronic pain and chronic fatigue. I mean, thank you for that. I know quite a few people that have got chronic pain at the moment. And
chronic fatigue. Because I think the two often go hand in hand, don't they? It's exhausting being in pain all the time.
But your recommendation, the Edinburgh Fringe, is 100% brilliant, because I've been 5 times to the Fringe. It is fucking ace. Have you been? I know you go to the TV festival.
No, never. Oh, I really want to go.
Such good fun.
I'm desperate to
go. There is so much to go and see. You basically just walk around, pick a show, and go and see it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Can I just read one more?
It's on throughout August, I think. Yeah, of course you can.
Kathy Crane sent us a very sweet message that said, "Love the latest podcast. I seem to be crying a lot lately." Because, you know, you had a little moment last week.
Yeah. I think we both
did. She said, "I seem to be crying a lot lately since my daughter gave me this beautiful little granddaughter. Aww. I lost my third child at 1 week old and my mum when I was 23. Oh, so she lost her third child at 1 week old and her mum when she was 23. Blimey. That's very young, isn't it? But I'm so full of happiness now through my children, but still brings out so many emotions growing with my children. But that picture of that baby is really sweet."
It's remarkable what you carry around with you, isn't it, in your life?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that that I noticed in the Arnold documentary, I had a little cry towards the end of that, was he was carrying a huge life around on his shoulders, you know. And failures and shame and embarrassment and successes of an epic scale, huge responsibility, of course, you know. And you saw somebody kind of coming to the end of their life, but carrying all of it, you know. And I think that's probably a good example that something happens to you when you're quite a young age, but you carry it forever. And there's loads of funny little things that trigger the past. And I guess it's just a way of keeping hold of all of it, you know. Well, it's really interesting. I watched an amazing film last night I'm going to talk about next week that gave me a little weep at the end. That's probably got some connection to that as well.
That's a great film. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that for sure.
So that was Kathy Crane. Thanks, Kathy. It's a great message. That
picture.
I know. Just seeing a baby. It's
Kathy,
like,
will you let us know? Can we post that picture, please?
Yeah,
on our page. Yeah. I want to show everybody your beautiful granddaughter.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Episode, just for context, it's what, Monday night?
Monday night.
Monday night, folks.
Just in case anything massive happens before Friday and we haven't spoken about it.
I can't believe they didn't bring that up. We've been travelling through time, that's why. See you later, folks.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.